And did you have a place where you, if you wanted to milk cows, where you, a little pen where you put them?
Yeah, they called them dairies. I never, we didn't, but well, my daddy used to run a dairy down mine.
Yeah.
That's the best camp. Yeah, it had stalls for each cow to go in.
Okay.
They'd go in there and we'd put a rope around their neck.
Okay. And a place where you keep hogs?
Well, when you put up hogs, you fat, you know what you're going to fatten, you put them in close camp and then on floor.
Yeah.
Or that's where my daddy used to do. I don't know how people do it. But now they just keep them in a big lot, you know.
Okay. And the place around the barn where you keep the stock or feed the stock?
Well, we always called it barn lot.
Okay. And the place where you left the animals out to graze?
Well, we call that a pasture.
Okay. And did you ever raise cotton?
Well, I raised 2 rows once, just a little.
Yeah.
And made me some batches to make quills. And a friend of mine, a neighbor, we lived out on the mountain up in Tennessee, don't we? I raised that cotton. It ain't a bit hard to raise. And then
we
picked it and dried it and seeded it, and I made it in batches. Boy, that quill, it took 125. It was just about that long, and about that long.
When you go out and you take the hoe and you get the weeds out, what do you call that?
Hoeing.
Okay. And the grass that grows up in the cotton field that you want to get rid of.
Well, we all just cut it down.
Yeah. What did you call that?
Well, there's crabgrass grows in your garden or in the old kookaburras, you know, weeds.
Yeah.
Hog weeds.
Okay. And tell me about planting things. Cotton and corn. Cotton grows in a what?
Well, honey, cotton, they ain't much cotton grows up here in Scruggs County, you know. All the cotton that's raised now is mostly raised down in Alabama.
Yeah. What about, you grow corn in a what?
In a field.
Okay. What about tobacco?
Well, we raised an acre of tobacco on the mountain.
What did you call that? Did you call that a field?
Well, we just called it the back patch.
Okay. And the fences. What kind of fences might you have around your yard?
Well, most of the people, we used to have paling fence. Daddy used to make palings out of pine logs and, you know, take a throw and make palings for around the yard. But now they ain't had no yard fenced up in years.
Yeah. And the fence that they used to make that would out of wood.
Yeah, a rail fence. I've been real made 90 rails in one day before she got crippled.
God.
But she used to be, she could really pull a cross cut saw. And then I'd drive that arm wedge in it and it just split that rail just as pretty as money and dollars. And Daddy always laid down the first rail, and then the next day while we made the finished rail, finished making rails and built that fence.
Yeah.
So he laid the first one. I never could keep it straight.
Yeah. Okay, and now the kinds of wire fences that they might have.
Well, I've got some barbed wire now, new barbed wire fence to me and my grandson. I bought the wire and post, iron post, and made a new fence around that outside up there. Have a pasture from a cow.
When you're putting up a barbed wire fence, first of all, you have to dig a hole and put the
post in.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a fence or a wall made out of rock or stone?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a house. Yeah, there's a $300. Hugh's daddy, that rock fence going there, he built them about that rock fence down there. That blows C.B. Dawson and